Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Guthrie County Grant Sky Eagles 4-H'er Bryce Rokoltz.
If you can kind of share a bit about yourself as far as, you know, what grade you're in, where you're from, and which 4-H club you're in.
My name is Bryce Rokoltz. I am from ACGC. I'm in 10th grade and what was the other question?
What 4-H club you're in?
Oh, Grant Sky Eagles out of Adair.
How long have you been involved with 4-H and the county fair, do you think?
Well, I started when I could. I started in Clover Kids probably back when I was in maybe second grade, and I've been showing ever since.
What will you be showing at this year's fair?
I got two steers. They're both for market. One's in production class, and the other one's, I honestly don't remember what the other one is, but they're just steers, yeah.
What is the big day for you as far as showing your steer?
Well, Sunday mostly, but you know, you always want to prepare. Like Saturday, hopefully I'll be able to get both of them in the show ring so they can get used to that ground, because when we practice with them at home, we'll put them out in dirt, and what they have at the fair is for showing is like a sand. And so really Saturday and Sunday is when I'll wash them in the morning and then get them prepared for showing.
Weigh-in, is that on Thursday for you?
Yeah, weigh-in's on Thursday. Both my steers are in rate again, and so hopefully they do pretty good in that.
Right now, you know, how's the week been so far? You know, how much preparation you got before this weekend?
Yeah, so over the weekend, we actually had a family friend of ours clip them for us, and also washed them for the first time that day. And then this week, we've just been kind of getting the camper ready and the calves ready. And, you know, hopefully the weekend goes smooth. You know, we also have football. And so, you know, going up to IKM Manning for the football game, you know, you don't get back Friday night probably until around midnight. So, I don't know. It's going to be a crazy weekend, but hopefully it goes by smooth.
I'm sure you'll spend the Friday off of, maybe some of the Friday off of school doing a lot of prep for the weekend.
Yeah, Friday, hopefully. In the morning we have a breakfast for football, and then when I get back, hopefully I'll be able to wash calves and maybe just get them a little bit better and cleaned up so they look good for everybody who comes in and looks at all the animals.
Now, early this week, it seems like they already have a lot of campers there at the campgrounds. Are you already, like, moved out there, hanging out there this week?
Yeah, my mom and my dad took the camper up Tuesday, and I don't know if we're going to stay tonight, but I definitely know we'll be there Thursday and Friday.
Do you just have the one 4-H and FFA cattle show that you participate in?
Yeah, we have 4-H and FFA, and then if anybody needs help, sometimes I'll help them. I did a couple years ago, Cindy Nolan needed help with her 3-pair lambs, and I helped in with that show, so it was pretty fun.
Okay, so you kind of float around and help with other livestock and other animal shows?
I try to do what I can, you know, if anybody needs any help with anything. I also have to help my sister. You know, this is her first year in 4-H, so it'll be pretty interesting. This is the first year that our animals will be together, so it'll be interesting for that.
Does she also do steer?
No, she has a bottle calf for 4-H, and then next year she'll have a return bottle calf.
All right, and what's her name?
Lily Rokoltz.
Is there any other 4-H or other events or activities that go on during the fair that you're a part of?
Yeah, we work for 4-H. We work the food stand, and then for FFA on Thursday, we'll do the livestock judging. We get together in groups and, you know, judge livestock.
What do you enjoy most about being a part of the Guthrie County Fair?
Oh, you know, mostly everything, but my favorite part is probably just being around what I love to do, and I have a real passion for showing cows, and hope I'll be able to do it until I'm 21, because that's when our FFA career ends, so.
What is it, you know, that you think you've gotten out of 4-H, what you enjoy about it, you know, besides, you know, like what you mentioned, showing steer and whatnot?
Well, really, when you show cows, it'll teach you patience. You know, sometimes they don't want to walk right, or they'll act a little bit crazy for the first time, but so you got to have a lot of patience when you're working with calves for the first time, but you know, you keep working with them and they'll get good.
We had the State Fair earlier this month. What was your experience like for that?
I actually didn't go to State Fair. I do plan on going next year with a breeding heifer, if I can get one. For steers, you can't really take them to fair because after the show, they put them right on the trailer and then won't have anything to show for county. So
yeah. That
was a big downfall this year.
Okay, so maybe next year.
Yeah, hopefully next year.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Guthrie County Grant Sky Eagles 4-H'er Bryce Rokholz. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.